My guest, Chris Vonk, was an aspiring young jazz clarinet player in Holland in the early 1940s. At a particularly grim time for the Dutch, Holland was under a harsh Nazi occupation. Seeking some musical training, Vonk was lucky enough to connect with one of Holland's finest musicians, reed player Peter Schilpert, who subsequently launched Dutch Swing College. Their time together grew into a long-standing acquaintance, so Chris is well qualified to inform us about the talented Mr. Schilpert, who variously played jazz clarinet, cornet, soprano and baritone sax, piano, guitar, and more.
He was a very musical fellow. His main instrument was the clarinet, and I took lessons with him. But he also played piano, guitar, trumpet. He had a real facility to pick up an instrument and play it. He had been the clarinet player in a small band called the Swing Papas. They were formed around 1938, I believe, on the instigation of a Dutch jazz critic, one of the contributors to a magazine. There was a magazine called the Jazz Wereld, the world of jazz. And the man's name was not very Dutch. It was Pustoschkin. He was of German descent. And he wanted to get these amateur musicians, the Royal Amateur Musicians, to play in the style of the early white bands, the Chicago musicians like Frank Teschmacher, Jimmy McPartland, the Chicago Rhythm Kings. Of course, you know what I mean.
Very hot, uninhibited jazz.
Yes. And they were very successful. They called themselves the Swing Papas, as I said. That band was extremely popular. They won the first prize in all these competitions, the jazz festival that I talked about earlier.
So that became the nucleus of the Dutch Swing College?
Right. But during the war, they could not go on as they played then, because that would really break every rule that was in the little pamphlet that I talked about earlier.
Okay, but unfortunately, the Dutch Swing College was not actually recorded until after the war. For now, we're going to have to settle for recordings made in April 1949 and in 1951. The first is Panama, the Dutch Swing College, Mr. Schilpert on clarinet.
Thank you.
The Dutch Swing College Blues with Sidney Bechet in 1951. That must have been quite a thrill for Schilpert and the band to play reeds next to Bechet. And it demonstrates again that the band was willing to experiment and innovate, able to perform in a wide range of styles, Dixieland, Chicago, New Orleans traditional, and some rather modern-sounding swing. Here's more now of Chris's recollections of meeting, studying, and following Dutch Swing College founder Peter Schilpert.
That was a strange situation. Peter Schilpert was a student at the time at Delft University, and the university was closed. There had been student protest over the firing of Jewish professors, and the Germans had closed down the universities and said, well, if you don't sign a declaration of loyalty to the German authorities, you have to go work in the German war industry, go to Germany. And Peter, like many others, had not signed. How he remained in Holland, I'm not quite sure, but sometimes you could get what they called an Ausweis, that was a permit to do some other kind of work. So I suppose he had some kind of official paper permitting him to stay there, but he was poor.
Now, of course, Remind folks that you actually studied clarinet briefly under Schilpert, so you would go...
I would go to his room. It was in a private home. You had to go up two stairs. It was under the roof. He had all kind of paraphernalia there. He had a telescope. He was a very clever fellow. He knew astronomy. He was studying engineering. Well, and at his lessons, he would pull out his guitar and play the various chords and explain me what it was and then invite me to improvise on these sequences. And he would write down music theory, various scales that are being used, a blues scale, a gypsy scale, a whole tone scale. He was very good at that.
We're getting into the Latin material now and some more of the Phillips recordings from 1960. How did this Latin stuff come about?
Apparently in around 1960s, 1961, the Dutch Swing College Band made a tour of South America. As I say, Peter had this terrific facility to pick up any instrument and make a sound of it. And he picked up some Indian, Brazilian type of little flute, a recorder type of instrument from the sound of it, and wrote a little piece for it, the cano.
The instrument was a cano?
That's how I would pronounce it from seeing it written there, yes.
And so let's hear then the Cano Blues, probably about 1961. Thank you. March of the Indians, composed by the
bass player
in the band,
Bob Van Oven.
Bob Van Oven. Those were recorded in 1960. By the way, those are available currently on compact disc and cassette from Philips as the swinging studio sessions of the Dutch Swing College Band. Well, of course, we should note toward the end of our broadcast here that Peter Schilpert died, about 2 years ago?
Yes, I think it was November 1990. He was 70 at that time.
70. Was he active right up until the end
yes,
as a musician?
Yes, the previous summer, they sent me a newspaper clipping. There had been the 45th anniversary of the Dutch Swing College Band.
Oh, that's great.
And, yes. He had been honored. He had been given a medal by the City of The Hague as a special achievement award.
Well, I over the years have had requests for the Dutch Swing College from time to time, and there's some people that just like that hot Chicago sound that was so well represented and embodied in the Dutch Swing College.
He was very fond of Mez. Mez, something funny, he always pronounced his name Mezirov. He thought it was his real name is Milton Mezirov or so. And he thought he pronounced it the Russian way, Mezirov. Because for beginning musicians, he is very easy to follow. He doesn't play a whole lot of notes. Mez doesn't. But he has a very good ear. He always goes to the right, the leading notes of the chords. He leads you in from one chord to the next. So he is a textbook of picking good notes in an ensemble and in the solos. Later, he actually came to Holland, and the Dutch Swing College got to play with Mezro and a great many other people also, Sidney Bechet. I don't know if you remember Nelson Williams. He was a trumpet player with Ellington, and he went to Europe, and he died there. I just saw his obituary a couple of years ago.
Well, Chris, it's been great to hear some of your memories about this very unusual period, a time and place in jazz music history.
Okay, my pleasure.
Though he was absent for a few years during the late 50s, Schilpert resumed leadership of the band in 1960 when it went professional, providing vigorous leadership until his death in 1990. Peter Schilpert was clearly a gifted musician, able to absorb and synthesize many styles, built a band of international stature that continues today after half a century, and was a giant of jazz for the Dutch. Part of his legacy is the dozens of Dixieland and traditional bands in Holland today, thanks in part to the brilliance and inspiration of the Dutch Swing College Band. Of course, my hearty thanks to Chris Vonk for his recollections and some of the musical gems heard this hour. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, specializing in professional transfer and restoration of rare tapes and discs. At the Jazz Rhythm website, you can find links to jazz sites worldwide, photos, articles, and an archive of sound clips, programs, and rare gems at www.jazzhot.bigstep.com. Finally, here's a Philips rare 78 RPM disc from around 1950, Swing College playing Mabel's Dream in the early King Oliver style. That's Jazz Rhythm, studying the Dutch Swing College. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening.